Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got a wonderful, wonderful program for you today, folks. I want to take a moment and dedicate the show in memory of three people. Sergeant Antonio Rodriguez, Sergeant Javier Gutierrez, and to Lyle Mays. If you don't know, Trump left the rally was shorter than normal, and we know why, because he went to Dover Air Force Base to welcome home two soldiers that died in Afghanistan. So, that's why. I want to see the left spin that one. You know. Get into that. Oh, I want to get into so much. Lyle Mays, just shocked when I found out that he passed away. Amazing keyboardist, played for the Pat Metheny Group. Some of Pat Metheny, without them together, they were like peas in a pod, you know? Never the same. Never the same, you know? I just wish, like, those two sergeants that were brought home got the same respect and honor that Kobe got. Where's their nonstop media coverage? They died so that you can stand out there with an anti-Trump flag and burn the American flag. They died so that you can hate America. They died so you can spit on Trump and spit on me and spit on the Constitution, rip it up, tear it up. That's what they died for. So you have that freedom.
What? Gail King and Oprah Winfrey. Not looking good for them.
Nope.
That Kobe thing and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I call BS on this, but, you know, Michael Douglas said, Kurt Douglas's last words included support for Michael Bloomberg. If I was dying right now, I wouldn't say, thank you, Trump. That would not be them.
No, it wouldn't be. Last on our list.
It'd be, hey, watch this. I mean, I don't know what it's going to be, but to think.
Hey, watch this.
Yeah. Well, see, because they showed I watched the whole thing on where they took like these photos.
Excuse me, pardon me, folks. Please pray for my sanity. Thank you.
But no, they took all these photos and they edited out the cell phones, and you see the couples in bed and doing all this stuff without, like, the, you know, and it's hilarious because they're like, it looks like they're like arguing or ignoring each other or whatever, but they're just, because the phone's not there. It's hilarious.
Well, that's what me and you, if you look, I'll be over here at my phone. You'll have your back turned to me over there on your phone.
Yeah.
We don't know if we're asleep or if we're on our phone or what. Unless
George,
we see
yeah.
Funny and we go, hey, honey, are you awake?
Yeah. George Conway, just 5 days after impeachment, said we have to impeach Trump again. So does that mean he'll be on double secret impeachment?
They are seriously, because he fired Vindman,
they're wanting
to investigate
that.
They're wanting to impeach him. For that. And guess who started that? Wild guess.
Same people.
One of the same people, if not the same, but he was one of the house managers.
Who?
Wasn't Pencil Neck. Has his clout way up to here. Nadler.
And Lord help him.
He might help me to start calling my brother his real name instead of my nickname for him. Because I don't want Gary to be, you know, call.
Yeah, well, Button Greg is like, look at me. I got 1,000 people at my rally. Trump, you take every person that goes to every you take every Democrat candidate president and you put them all together, and the number of people they get at all the rallies combined is fewer than the people that are outside the Trump rally. They can't even get in.
Right.
That and so much more. So I want to thank you for tuning in to the conversation. You're a part of us. I want to get into Manchester United news and all kinds of different stuff and cannabis news and all that. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Thank you so much for tuning in, all you who are watching around the world. Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do good things he planned for us long ago. Think about that as you're kind of going through your day to day. And don't forget to like and share. I do have a PayPal account if you want to help out. The stuff's not cheap. These mics are not cheap. My equipment, you know, like the cord to plug in and do stuff, just this one cord was like $50. It's not cheap. So, and I pay for everything I do. I don't have sponsors, you know, so it's what I do. But I want to get into, I'm a huge music nut. It's a part of who we are. It's a part of Americana. I mean, you go to like a North Korea, like some of these people want the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, you know. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. You know, every book is the dear leaders. They only tell you what they want to. You don't have to worry about. See, North Korea is kind of good because they always win the World Cup. I mean, of course. Even if they don't actually compete in it, they still win. But, you know, here in this great country of ours, we have the luxury to listen to different music and different things and have opinions. And yesterday, Lyle David Mays passed away. He was born November 22nd, 1953 in Wasaki, Wisconsin, and he died in L.A. February 10th, 2020. He was having some issues. Don't know what it was. Just like was sick off and on. I mean, if you ever, he has 11 Grammys to his name. Jazz. If you ever heard, go check out Letters from Home, the album by Pat Metheny. You'll not understand it, but you'll be like, glad you listened to it. The pianist in it is Lyle Mays. And incredible. When I found out at lunch that it was real, part of my heart went, I'm like, just amazing. The closest I could say is like Bob James or Foreplay, but a little bit different in his piano style. Just amazing, you know. And Pat Metheny was never the same when he left. You know, when that, my buddy Craig Barlow saw them, Pat Metheny without the group, without Lyle Mays, it wasn't the same. You know, and just an amazing, amazing artist. And let's not forget, you know, they can't spin this, but, you know, Trump left the rally. I mean, they'll probably make up something like Trump left the rally early because the fans were disinterested in his rally and the crowds just weren't interested. They had to make up something. They can't say that he actually went to Dover Air Force Base to welcome home Sergeant Antonio Rodriguez and Sergeant Javier Gutierrez. I'm pronouncing their names correctly. I apologize if I'm not. Thank you so much for your service. I just wish you got the same media attention Kobe Bryant did. I would love to hear TMZ come out with this before it's not even official. You know, we have this notion that someone that plays basket hoops is like superior. No one is superior. We're all created in God's image. I'm no better than anyone else. And I do struggle with that. I don't lie. I don't look at myself as any better than anyone. Sometimes I don't want to be prideful, so I'd rather put myself down than be prideful. And that's just who I am. But I just do what I do. Like Jerry Garcia, the Grateful Dead, you say, we do this and this happens. You don't know why it happens. What happens when you have the fewest rules possible and you say yes, you know, people are going to take advantage and just open it up. And, you know, and when you have soldiers die, and there's like 10 seconds. Welcome back to this. Thank you for tuning into the CBS Evening News tonight. We want to leave you with these two soldiers who had died. Antonio Rodriguez and Sergeant Javier Gutierrez. Good night. But yeah, 5 hours of... Hello, welcome back. This is Late Breaking. This is Late Breaking. Plane carrying Kobe Bryant might have crashed. He might not be alive. This is all we're going to talk about for the next 10 years because, you know, someone that dies for your freedom to piss on the American flag and burn it and spit on it and tear up the Constitution, you know, they die for your right to do that. You know, it's about time we start treating the American servicemen and women like heroes. Like celebrities. They're in my books. When I go to the races, like especially, I'm like, I have a Mark Martin Salute Your Troop shirt and I'm sign it. I never forget that lady over there. Yeah, she outranks us all. I'm like, sweet. And I went over there and got her autograph. And, you know, the men are not afraid to say, hey, she outranks us. You know. And you got these retards that have like, okay, if you're going to pretend you're a military person, don't meddle yourself. Okay, folks. I mean, yeah, that would be like a 5-star general with what you have on. Yeah, no, where did you serve? What did you? I'm like one guy, it's called stolen valor if you pretend you're in the military and you weren't. And they have people that like, yeah, okay, you couldn't have these two. That your uniform makes no sense. Yeah, that's a Coast Guard medal on an Army uniform. It's just one of those things that makes you sick. People, they've caught people that like homeless vet, and then they find out when they start talking to people, hey, he's not even real. Not even a vet. You know? But I just wish our servicemen and women got more respect than the respect they deserve. And then there are some people that take advantage of that respect and deserve. They just think that they should, everywhere they go, they should get a discount. They should get, or just giving it to them, you know. And they try to abuse that privilege. Well, what can I get because I served? What can you, you know, where's my discount? Yeah, I won't eat here again because, yeah, don't eat here. They don't give discounts to vets. I served. I shouldn't have to pay for anything. It should just be given to me. You know, and there's that person, type of person too. But you know, when I saw this article about how Kurt Douglas's last words included support for Bloomberg, I'm sorry, but if I have only who knows, only God knows how many more words are going to come out of my mouth, I'm not going to say Trump train. No. I'm going to be like, tell people I love them. You know, my wife, my mom, that whoever, whenever this, you know, hopefully it's a long time from now. You never know when it's going to be. You know, I got ridiculed for a quote that I did in 97. Well, I've published it since. But in 97, I was working on a book of poetry called The Life in the New Beginning. And I did a quote that every day we live is one day closer to the day we die. That's so morbid. That's just. And now you have the emojis where the guy's like, college isn't free. Prove me wrong. And they have that guy sitting there. I'm like, okay, so what's wrong? Prove me wrong on that statement. Tell me how it's false. Tell me how it's misleading. From the moment you come out of your womb, you have the potential to be aborted by doctors. And every day you live is one day closer to the day you die. It was just a fact thing. Not being morbid or not, I'm just being, you know, we don't live once, we live every day. Every day is a gift you've been given. Make the most of the time, every minute you're in it. On his deathbed. Kirk Douglas said on his deathbed that, what is that, Bloomberg should get the nomination for Democratic president? What? What was that? Yeah. I don't buy that for 1 second. My. Yeah, but then there's, I mean, I guarantee you most Democrats think about black people like I do the kitty litter and the poop in it. Like, eh. You know, Michael Bloomberg's basically, like, behind people's back, the way he talks about blacks is different than he does in person. Like, oh, he'll kiss your butt if you're in public, but behind the scenes, you know. I mean, he talks about that they stop whites too much and not enough minorities. That's Bloomberg saying that blacks don't get stopped as much as white people.
Well, what do you think about the mayor? What? I cannot say his name right.
Maybe. Michael Bloomberg.
No, the Pete Buttigieg.
Pete Buttigieg.
Isn't he the mayor? Oh, wait a minute.
Former mayor of South Bend.
Right. But Bloomberg is the mayor of New York, right? Or he was.
Yeah.
He's the one that's in trouble.
Bloomberg is the one that's in trouble for going off, you know, he's had some choice words about black people.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking because the cops, the guy going into the police station and shooting up the cops.
That's the mayor of New York now, de Blasio. Bill de Blasio.
Yeah, because I know he wasn't even around to even say anything about that.
Hmm?
He hasn't even said anything about that.
No.
He hasn't done a thing.
No, he don't care. He's just trying to line his pocketbook.
Hey, guys, please like and share.
But, yeah, but when you have, like, Buttigieg coming out, like, look at me, I get 1,000 people at my rallies. Wow, Trump gets 50 times that outside the rally that can't even get in.
Right.
But, you know, I get 1,000 people at my rallies. I do. See, that's why. See, Donald Trump has rallies. Democrats have town halls because they're in little, like, VFWs that hold, like, 10 people. Okay, we're going to have to move this to a bigger arena. Well, see, we can actually make these 10 people look like there's 10,000. We just got to do some computer editing, some software, But hey.
Could you imagine what would happen if President Trump said he just wants to do town halls with maybe 50 people? What 50 people would, I mean, they would be fighting because people would want to see him.
Yeah. Well, it's like you said at the rally. If one person, there's one empty seat, Trump didn't show up this arena, but if he has like 10 people in a town hall, man, boy, did he have a great rally. Did he have a lot of people at his town hall? It was great.
Right.
They would brag about how good it was, even if there's one person. Well, some idiot showed up. Don't know who, what, when, where, how, but hey. Oh, yeah, I forgot that dude has dementia. Yeah. Hmm. Folks, Elizabeth Warren's next rally will be at the Dover, New Hampshire Alzheimer's Association. Basically it's a locked in. Yeah, that's where she's guaranteed to have people at her thing because they can't leave. Not disrespecting Alzheimer's patients. I love human beings. I'm just saying she couldn't get, that's what she'd have to do to have anyone at a rally. Yeah, like 20 people show up. Trump has like hundreds of thousands of people. And that's in a Democrat state. That's in very Democratic state. And you're going to tell me that, you know, they don't know how to handle when, it's like the Oscars. All record lows last night. No one wants to, I want to see, no, I wasn't a big fan of those Oscars or anything like that. Yeah, crap. I could care less about that. I'll watch a movie. I don't need to find out who won the best actor and see someone up there in some $5,000 tuxedo with an $80 million diamond ring, a $4 million Rolex. I don't relate, never have, never will. Sorry, folks. I don't care. And now that all they do is bash Trump. And before we hand out the award for best movie, you know, Trump is an asshole. Okay, now for really, folks, you know, it's why no one watches. Because they're done. I want to see movies. I don't want to know that this person, like, oh, you support Trump or not. I don't care if you support Trump or not. Keep it to yourself. Leave the political stuff to the people that do it. Like me, Amanda Jamal, and the 4Js, and Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity, and people that do this, that have a knack for this stuff. I mean, George Conway, 5 days after impeachment, we're going to have to impeach him again. And when they impeach Trump again, he's going to be on double secret impeachment. Double secret impeachment, sir? Double secret impeachment. Impeach him. Go ahead. Impeach him a million times. I'm calling my congressman and letting him know that by the 65 millionth of a percent chance that a Democrat would get into the office, I want to know that you're going to be pushing impeachment proceedings the day after the election. I want it so that if he's elected on Monday, Tuesday morning, I want you, even though Trump would still be in office until they switch his thing, I want the day after the election, I want you impeaching that dude. I want to have hearings. I don't care what you have to make up. I don't care, whatever, you know. But that's how these Democrats are. Well, you can't hack the election. You can't rig it. You can't do this. You can't do that. Well, we believe that through our whistleblower that didn't come out until after the election that, you know, Trump had colluded with Russia to help him hack the election and rig it so he could win. I know 3 days ago I said Trump won't accept the result of the election, and all his followers are going to say that it was hacked, it was rigged, it was all this stuff. There was collusion. But you can't see, we have fail safes in our election system that make it so that you can't hack the election, you can't rig it, you can't make it to one person wins, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, but that's what the conservatives are going to say happened because Trump lost. But then when Trump won, oopsie, oh yeah, you can do all this stuff. Yeah, that's what's going on in this world. And you know, we're going to impeach Trump again. Hey, they were figuring out how they could impeach him before. I guarantee you, from the moment he got the Republican nomination, they probably were spending trillions of your tax dollars trying to find everything they could about him. So I guarantee you, he is the most squeaky clean president out there. Because let me tell you something. When they got permission with that fake Russia collusion crap to investigate him, if his taxes were bad, you would know about it. If he had done something, they would have pinned any. They were looking for anything. If he didn't return a book in kindergarten, they were going to come after him. But isn't it funny how, look at how high the national debt is. The national debt wasn't an issue when President Obama, when I posted national debt clock on my Facebook page, you wouldn't know how many times, well, that doesn't matter. National debt doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. No. Yeah, but now that Trump gets the national debt up, national debt is an issue. It's a major issue. It was under Obama, and it is now. It's an issue now. It was an issue under Obama, and it's an issue now. See, I don't double standard things. The national debt was a problem there, and it's a bigger issue now. It's gotten worse. But like Steve Hilton said, you know, when is this investigation going to begin in Biden? When are they going to go after? I mean, cause I can tell you right now, I'd be going to federal prison right now, and I won't be getting out until I'm dead. 110. And I mean, but, you know, you got, I don't know, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, and they're getting away with all this crap. I mean, federal prison. I'd be in San Quentin until I'm 102 or whenever I die. No, not them. There ain't never going to be no investigation. They're never going to go after them. They're never not going to do nothing. We can't go after them. Of course. Anyone that would go after him would commit suicide. I'm just saying, you know. I'm just saying. But where's the trial? I mean, that's the thing. Where's okay, with Benghazi and Obama and them just letting the people sit there. Oh, watch them get killed. I mean, that's the thing that gets me. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, when are they gonna go bye-bye? When? When are they going to be investigated? When is Hillary and when are they all going to be investigated? Yeah, that person that died? Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, oh yeah. He hung himself. Okay, there. When is something going to be done about Jeffrey Epstein? When are we going to find out? Oh, magically the cameras don't work. This don't work. That didn't work. He wasn't watching. Yeah, what? See, nothing's going to change. See, but Hunter Biden did nothing illegal. I mean, imagine if this was Hillary Clinton and we went after impeachment. You know what they'd be saying? The double standard. But it's okay. You know, it's just sad, this whole double standard. I mean, you know, if the way Mike Bloomberg talks about blacks behind their back, if that's how he is, come out. I'm going to speak the way I speak. If you don't like some of the things I say, I hope so. You shouldn't support 100% everything I say. There should be some, wait a minute here. You know, there should be things you should do. We should not be perfect. No one should. I have a problem with people that, oh, I didn't disagree with Obama at all, 100% of what. Well, obviously you have. So when Barack Obama said that if you come over here illegally, we'll send you back, you supported that? Well, that's 100%. He never said that. Oh, and then you show him the video and. You cannot, sorry folks, you're going to have to disagree. There's not going to be 100% of Trump or anybody that you're going to agree with. Where am I at? I got about 20, just about 27 minutes left or so in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Whatever you're listening to around the world, the Premier League is about the last 10 minutes or so. So that's when I get into that. So if you're listening for that, in future, in the last 10 minutes or so, you can get on and get in. I get into that and get into the football and what's going on. You know, when Everton is higher up than United, yeah, that's an issue. I don't get this. I kind of get this, but I don't, because I guess there's a legend this that Pornhub is under fire. I guess it's like YouTube for pornography. And I guess Pornhub under fire for allegedly hosting rape and child pornography videos. And I'm assuming when they refer to child porn, it has to be like 16 or 17 year olds, because I don't think you could have a 3-year-old. I don't think you have like a 6-year-old girl on there and have it to where, well, we don't know, you know, it'd have to be someone that looks. Unless there is actual like 6 or 7 year olds on the website, but like a couple people said, first of all, how do you verify it? If me and my wife could do something and upload it to it, how can they verify it? There's no way of verifying what people, if you can upload in your own, whatever. But a 3-year-old or 6-year-old on there would be pretty hard to say, no, that's an 18-year-old. Now I don't know how much of this is like coded stuff to where like if you know like code words and you search like this code word, it'll bring up those videos and they're not labeled under that. So like if you wanted to find, if you did like Knuckleburger, that would bring up like if you type that in, people put that as the title for like rape videos or something. You know, I don't know, but I mean, I'm assuming the child porn, if they're not identifiable per se, to, I mean, because like you couldn't have a 7-year-old on there We don't know if she's 18 or not. You know, I don't know. You know, whereas 17-year-old would still be considered a child, and you may, and some of them, you may not know, it may not be easy to identify if they're, you know, whatever the age. But who knows? It's just crazy. But then I know I can't get into, I won't get into names or anything, but I worked with a dude that was a dishwasher that was uploading to a site like this, and they were investigating him for months and months, and then his computer was loaded with child porn, and he had tons of stuff. He's in jail now. So I don't know how they cannot know who's uploading this stuff, because normally if you upload something, it will actually, like, here's what he called the IP address, and they can find out where it's coming from. So that's just sad. And the problem they have with this website is they say basically almost anyone can upload anything. So, and I don't know how they could ever, unless they stop the upload feature and, okay, you sit there and, okay, you submit it, and after we fax check and make sure everything is kosher, then you can do that, you know. I don't know. We're going to move on because Tim Scott touts Trump's 30% African-American approval rating. There's a very specific reason why that is the case, because he's doing stuff for African-Americans. He's been to Detroit. He's making it better. And the people that don't like it are probably the people like, man, he's making it to where I have to actually get a job, you know? And I can't just sit in the barbershop and play checkers, man. I actually got to get a job. I can't just have my brown paper bag 40 with dice. And that's not all black people. I'm just saying. I can't remember the guy's name. He was a liberal actor that said, I'm voting for Trump because he's the first person to mention the inner cities. He didn't go to a great city and say, we're going to make you great. He went to Detroit and said, we're going to make you great. We're going to turn Detroit around. And that's what he's doing. Because he's so racist. Yeah, because people are retarded. But that's how it is. That's just how it is. He's doing stuff for it's showing. It's not, I'm doing this. He's making it happen. The Democrats don't know how to handle someone that's actually getting stuff done. Dude, we got to get rid of him. He's doing so much. He's proven we haven't done anything. When your teacher would leave the classroom for like 20 minutes, okay, folks, do this, this, and this. I'll be right back. Give me 20 minutes. And for 20 minutes, you don't do a damn thing and just fool around and goof off. And the one kid that studies, you know, you're like, we better get the answers from him. We better do something because he's going to prove we weren't doing anything because he actually did something. That's what Trump is. He's doing stuff, and people don't know how to take it. People don't know how to take the fact that he's doing stuff, getting stuff done. Gee, boss. Trump, we need to get rid of him because he's going to make... It's like that, they have that, what's that? They have that, I was watching the, what is that show? Undercover Boss Canada. And at the Sodexo place, he goes, yeah, she's taking too much time. We got to get moving. She's cleaning too much. She's doing too much. And then at the end of the video, he goes, well, I was at first taken aback by how like, anal retentively you cleaned and how, like, OCD you clean stuff. But then I realized, oh, we're going to charge the customer more and we're going to have everyone clean to your specs. If I was an employee, I'd be like, okay, I clean, it looks good. Now he wants me to sit there with toothpicks and toothbrushes and go through and clean everything OCD style. And spend 30 minutes doing something that I'd wipe off and go in 5 seconds. But that's how it is. Trump is doing it. Trump is making all these politicians like, we got to do something because the more he's in here, the more he's proven we're not doing anything. Well, they're not. They're not. All they're doing is, okay, we're going to impeach Trump. I don't know. Okay, we're going to impeach him. He hasn't even been elected president. We're working on impeachment proceedings. We can't get into the specifics of what we're impeaching him on because he hasn't done anything. We haven't made it up yet. When we go to Hollywood and we get the writers and they give us a script on what we're supposed to say and do, because, you know, we can't just, because Trump can't, you know, we got to make it up because he hasn't even spent a day in office and we're already going to impeach him. Oh, well. This is funny. Electoral dysfunction as Joe Biden pulls out early from New Hampshire. Yes, that's right, folks. It's just one of those things, folks. It's just the Democrats, their best people are like miles away from Trump. Miles away. Trump's doing stuff. Trump's making it better for blacks. The problem that's killing us, and the thing I harp on that no one talks about, is inflation is killing us. Just think back to when you were a kid. How much did candy bars cost? How much did toys cost? How much did things cost when we were kids? How much was bread? How much was a Hostess Cinnamon Honey Bun? How much were those things? How much was a pack of Big Red? Just think about that stuff and then look at the price of it now. Everything's going up, 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 up. But that's the big thing that's going on right now. People moving forward and and it's just sad that all this stuff is going on and on and on and on. And but that's how this world is. Oh, I'm trying to find this article. Okay, let me see here. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. I want to get into, where's the article? See, when you do a cannabis training university and stuff like that, you know, there's a lot that goes in and thought and effort to making a great dispensary, and people don't realize that. It's, hey, what's up, man? We're selling pot, man. Yeah, what do you need, man? Yeah, we just get you whatever. Just throw some in a baggie, man. Give it to you, man. You want to be in the couch? Okay, got some in the back there, man. That stuff. Oh, man, how many cupcakes, dude, man? I ate one like 3 hours ago, man, and I'm like feeling good. That's not how it is. Okay, so what's going on, man? How you doing? My name's Kyle. Welcome to K's Dispensaries. Okay, so you suffer from migraines. Okay, migraine. I'd want to stay with an indica with you. It'll help. But you might want to, I want to try to get, we're going to get you, this is Medical Jane. This is a really good CBD, THC oil, and you're going to rub that into the temples of your forehead and in here, and it's going to help lessen the tension in your forehead and the muscles and stuff and nerves. It'll help you out. This is a very high CBD indica strain. This will be really good for the headache and, you know, I'll give you an eighth of a gram. I'll give you an eighth, and we'll try that out and see. I'm gonna give you an eighth of like three different ones and see what you think and give us feedback. Let us know what worked, what didn't work, what helps, and we can adjust accordingly. And if we need to, we can take a little bit of this, a little bit of this, put it in your grinder, grind it up, and get the best of both. So, you know, it's not. You know, people think that, oh, working in a dispensary is just, you know, you're not just like, you know, being blazed out of your mind all day. It's about helping people, and it's a passion that I take seriously, and I hope to someday work in the dispensary, do work in that field, because I want to help people. I tried to get my brother to use it, and he was like, nope. And I knew. He knew I meant well, but, you know, at the same time, I'm like, dude, you're dead no matter what. We don't know the outcome. But it's one of those things that we deal with. That people don't think about. So to many people, it's medicine. It's real stuff. Like, take care of the plant and you'll have great textiles. You'll have great lumber. You'll have great, I'd love to have, if I could ever afford a place of my own, I'd have a hempcrete place. See, the thing about living where we live and where we are, okay, you call maintenance. When you have your own place, you are the maintenance man. When the heat doesn't work at 2 in the morning, you're figuring it out where, hey, what's up? Yeah, heat don't work. Come out. Yeah, I'll be right there. Okay, here's five kerosene heaters to keep you. Yeah, there'll be someone out first thing in the morning. Thank you. Or whatever the case, you know. You know, but that's how it is. You know, but you take care of the plant, and it'll take care of you. It is, because I watched a whole, and I talked about this before, like, what is manna? What were they eating? And they say there's this blue-green algae that if you put it in this liquid form, like, they can make it, it would provide 90, you could sustain yourself off of that and nothing else. You could really drink that and have, and get all your nutrients, everything you need. Well, When you go into that, cannabis is kind of the same way. You it can make a place for you to live. It can make your clothing. It can make food. The seeds, the oil, everything. It's the most versatile plant on the planet. But because you can get high, they don't want to talk about it. It's dangerous. It's deadly. But anywho, we got about 8 minutes left. And I want to get into some Premier League news and stuff and things going around and stuff that Fred has said and Pogba has said. Man, I love it because I don't think Ollie is in the right place to say, hey, X, Y, and Z is going on. These players, I applaud them. If Paul Pogba wants to leave United, I applaud him. He was lied to. Yeah, we're going to build a team around you. We're going to dominate for titles. We're going to dominate. We're going to spend money, get lots of players in here, do lots of stuff, get lots of things. None of that's happened. None of the stuff he was guaranteed. And if you do your research, he was not a Mourinho signing. They were getting him between Van Gaal and Mourinho. I don't think he was really a Van Gaal signing. I think it was someone that Ed Woodward and scouts said, hey, get him. Because he wasn't a Mourinho signing, and I don't think Van Gaal wanted him. He's a great player, one of the best we've gotten, but he didn't want to be here. He was told X, Y, and Z, he wants to win titles and championships. And his chance of getting a Champions League or a title is slipping. Because he was told one thing and he's been shown another. And that's what's going on here, folks. Fred has basically come out and but they got to play together. There's so much disarray at that club. He stands behind Ollie. But there's just so much wrong at that club right now. We need to spend money. And okay, we need to spend $200 million flat, period. And if we sold Paul Pogba for $125 million, then we add that $125 million to the $200 million. That way it's $325 million we're spending. Not, well, we spent $200 million. No, because you sold Paul Pogba, so you only spent $75,000 because $125, you know, million came back. But that's how this whole system works. That's what they'll do. They'll spend $150 million, but then when they sell players and get $100 million back, they technically only spend $50 because you got money for this. And that's the issue with about 5 minutes left. If you're listening and want to chime in, feel free. But I've just got about 4 minutes left in the program, folks, and That's the problem. Manchester United and Ed Woodward, they'll spend $100 million, but then they get and sell players and get $50 million of it back. And then they wonder why. Well, they don't spend money. If you're going to spend money, spend $200 million. And if you sell Pogba, spend that money. And we need players coming into the club. We need players coming into, you know, we have a ship. And instead of saying, okay, we got this beautiful ship, let's add a mask, let's add a balloon sail, let's add this, let's add... No, they're just trying to patch the holes and fix the holes and get, you know, instead of... So we're trying to keep a ship afloat that's not staying afloat. And that's one of the big issues we have at this club because, like Ed Woodward, he needs to go and get out. And I think what Paul... With Paul Pogba come out saying, hey, this is what I was told when I was going to come into the club, that they were going to build a team around me, they were going to spend money, they were going to do these things, and nothing happens. Well, okay, nothing happens. If he leaves, he should go. I don't know why they're trying to keep a player that doesn't want to be here because he was lied to. He was point blank lied to, and that's a big issue. You know, and there's so much unrest at the club because of that. Because you have players that were, oh, we're going to spend money, we're going to do this, we're going to get tons of players around you, we're going to get back to winning ways, and then they don't spend money, they don't do anything, they don't go anywhere. I think the players are frustrated, you know, always doing the best he can, having to play, you know, players like Marcus Rashford more than they should be playing just because of that fact, because he has nobody. But then you have, look it. You have players at United, and these players, are being played to death. You have owners that have took $1 billion out of the club and they're not spending it and getting, you know, all these other clubs like Liverpool, they're spending money. They're investing in the club.
I think that's the most frustrating part right there.
Yeah, they're not investing in the club.
Right.
Ollie has the same record right now as Alex Ferguson did at the same point in his career. And they were going to get rid of...
See, he could be another Alex Ferguson if he had the right players.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he will be... He might not be. You know, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I think they could do better.
Oh, yeah. And I think...
I think he needs to give him the chance. I think he needs the right player.
Yeah. I honestly think... Isn't it a coincidence that he's in the same predicament as Alex Ferguson? We need to get rid of him. He has the same percentage. Everything. With about 90 seconds left. I mean, that's the thing. See, but I would love to see Ollie come out and say, yeah, Klopp and Liverpool are on top now, but I want to, you know, to Ngolo, I love him. He's come in and he's like, hey, I want Anthony Martial's spot. I want that. I'm getting it. You want me in at 4 a.m.? I'll be there 24/7 on that practice ground, not sweeping, not doing anything. And that's what, about 6 seconds left, that's what, you gotta have, folks.
You always say, put on the jersey or about your heart.
Yep, that's what Roy Keane would do. They would, but if someone got hurt, they put it back in. Hey, okay, you're okay.
Well, yeah, right.
But then they okay, because it's about the jersey. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you realize that. It's not just Trump. It's not just me. It's not just my wife. It's everybody that comes together. It's Jesus Christ. It's all of us that make this country great, not one person. So remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually support each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.